The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It is the 4 o'clock hour. It's about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just a little note, I have been telling you that Joy and I would be at the big Jubilee down in Logan this coming Wednesday night. That would be tomorrow night. Well, there's been a change. Actually, we're going to be there Friday night. The pastor of the church called and said, hey, can I switch you from Wednesday to Friday? Yeah, sure. So it begins tomorrow night down in Logan at Ebenezer Baptist Church. If you want to go, you better look up directions because you're not going to find it accidentally. It is way out in the country on a dirt road. And unless you know where you're going, you got the directions or you got your GPS, you're not going to find it. But it's an incredible meeting. Joy and I have been going there for, I don't know, at least 10 years, maybe 15 years every year in October. And normally, we're there on Wednesday night. It goes Wednesday through Sunday. But this year, we're going to be there on Friday night. So hope to see many of you there. Many of you live down in the Logan area. And it's, I've said this for many, many years, it's the closest thing to an old-fashioned tent revival that you're going to find anywhere. Just, it's just a great, great meeting, and they've been doing it for years. At Ebenezer Baptist Church, out in the country outside of Logan. I couldn't tell you how to get there if my life depended on it. I know how to get there. Been there many times, but I couldn't tell you how. But you can find it. Anyway, we will be there on Friday. This Sunday, we're not actually booked, which is unusual. We have been booked just about every weekend for quite some time. And I think this is the only weekend for quite some time that we're not booked somewhere. But planning on being at our home church this coming Sunday. All right, let's get into the news of the day. Did I give you my phone number? I have no idea. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, Nancy Pelosi was in Rome over the weekend. Yes, Nancy Pelosi was in Rome, and she met with Pope Francis. Yes, Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul, had a special private audience with the Pope. We're not told what they talked about. Pelosi's not talking. The Pope is not talking. But I'm just wondering if abortion was brought up. After all, the official stance of the Catholic Church is that abortion is murder and it's a cardinal sin. You could be excommunicated from the church if you have an abortion or if you encourage abortion in any way. If you don't believe me, check it out. Look in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So Nancy Pelosi actually, according to Catholic doctrine, supports murder. And she does it loudly and proudly. In fact, not only loudly and proudly, she supports abortion radically. But the Pope has said, yeah, we don't want to judge people. Really? Murder? We don't want to judge people? Well, anyway, they met together on Saturday at the Vatican. Quote, the Vatican released photos of their meeting, but did not mention what they talked about, according to the Catholic news agency. Pelosi's husband, Paul, also attended. Afterward, the Speaker of the House said it was, quote, a spiritual, personal, and official honor to meet the Pope. In a statement, she praised the Catholic leader for his advocacy on issues involving the environment. This Pope is really, really big, 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 big on the environment. Spiritual issues, not so much. But the environment, Mother Earth, oh, yeah. Immigrants, refugees, and the poor. While in Rome, Pelosi also gave the keynote speech at the G20 Parliamentary Speakers Summit, the Catholic news agency reported. Now, it's interesting that the Pope refuses to say anything about Pelosi or Biden or any other Catholic politician that supports abortion. He refuses to say anything publicly. That doesn't mean that people under him are not. The Bishop of San Francisco, which would be Nancy Pelosi's bishop, this would be her spiritual authority. And if you know anything about the Catholic Church, spiritual authority is big. I mean, in the evangelical circle, we have, you know, we have pastors and deacons and elders, but they don't hold a candle to the authority that the bishops, the priests, the bishops, the cardinals have over the people of the Catholic Church. So this is Nancy Pelosi's spiritual authority, San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Cordeleone. He has said the legislation passed by Nancy Pelosi amounts to, and I'm quoting, child sacrifice. Yeah, child sacrifice. He went on to chastise Catholic politicians, saying the bill, again, I am quoting from Nancy Pelosi's archbishop, this bill is what one would expect from a devout Satanist, not a devout Catholic. In response, Nancy Pelosi laughed at the archbishop's statement. Now, again, if you know anything about Catholic polity and Catholic hierarchy, you have a Catholic member literally scorning, laughing, ridiculing a statement made by her archbishop. She is thumbing her nose at her church, the doctrine of her church, and I think, to get my personal opinion, and I'm not a Catholic, I'm on the outside looking in, I think it is a disgrace that the Pope met with her without making some public comment about her stance on defying church doctrine. I think it's disgusting. But the Pope does not feel so. So they had a warm, fuzzy meeting at the Vatican over the weekend. Mm. All right. Quick break. We'll be back. Agree? Disagree? Want to talk about it? My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, that was interesting. Just going into that break, I sucked a little bug down my throat that was flying around my head here in the studio. So I've been guzzling water and trying to get the taste of the bug out of my mouth and the in my throat. So anyway, we will continue because I am a highly trained professional talk show host. And in talk show host school, I was taught how to overcome sucking bugs down your throat while you're on the air. Yeah, you've heard about professional. Well, you know, I guess there are professional talk show schools. I was kidding, but I guess there are. I mean, there's broadcasting schools. I've never been in one, and many of you go, well, that's obvious. Anyway, enough of that. I found this article fascinating. Here is the headline. Former African slave criticizes Black Lives Matter. Does that appeal to you? Former African slave. You say, well, wait a minute, Bob. Does slavery really exist today? And the answer is yes. Each year, for a few years now, I have been coming to you, it was what, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, on behalf of real slaves in Sudan. And because of your generosity, if I remember correctly, like 140 slaves were set free because of your generosity. You're smarter than the average bear. The average person on the street, I think if you would ask them, does slavery really exist today? I think most people would say no. Well, this gentleman, the subject of this story, was one of those slaves in Sudan. He was one of those slaves in Sudan. And he is not real impressed with the Black Lives Matter movement here in America. Listen to this. A former African slave said the Black Lives Matter and critical race theory advocates do not understand what is actually happening in Africa today, where more than 9.2 million people are still in captivity in slavery. Now, that's the entire country. In Sudan, which is what you and I have talked about often, I think there's still about 35, 40,000. But in the country, on the continent, pardon me, this young man estimates that there are still 9.2 million people that are in captivity, in slavery today. He goes on and says, his name is Bol Guy Ding. He says, I believe Black Lives Matter does not understand what's going on in Africa. They don't know what's going on around the world, he said. They need to understand that slavery still exists in Africa today. More than 9.2 million people are still in captivity in slavery. He shared that in 1987, the Sudanese government-backed Mujahideen raiders kidnapped him, burned down his village, and made him a slave. Now, again, if you're a regular listener, this story is familiar to you because I have shared this with you. Ding recalled how he, at the age of 7, and more than 700 other captured children were forced to walk 250 miles from their homes through jungles. Quote, I was beat up. I was told what to do, and sometimes they used to put chains on my legs to the point where I would become so disciplined to my master, he recalled. After escaping captivity 3 years later, Ding went to Khartoum, where a Catholic charity helped him, following a later move to Egypt. The U.S. offered him then asylum. He contends that in Libya today, women are being sold into slavery for as little as $400. Quote, a woman is being sold for $400 in a market in Libya right now. He argued that the Black Lives Matter activists need to listen to people with my background because they don't understand. They don't understand. And then he said this. Now, remember his background. He was a slave in Sudan. He was a slave. He went on to say, in fact, the United States is the only country in the world that can give the slave freedom to become a congresswoman. You cannot find that in the world anywhere except in the United States of America. And then he goes on talking about how critical race theory is just wrong. It is dangerous. It is divisive. And I just found his story because of his background. He was captured, forced to walk 250 miles through the jungle. And again, if you're a regular listener, you've heard these stories before about Sudan. It is true, and it's continuing. And what he's saying is these Black Lives Matter activists have no clue how wonderful the United States of America is to all races. And he goes on and says, hey, it doesn't mean the United States doesn't have problems. But he makes it very clear. There is no country on planet Earth where Africans or African Americans or other minorities have more opportunity than in the United States. He says there's no country in the world that provides the opportunity that the United States offers to minorities from around the world. I would say he has a platform to speak from that most people do not have. That's why the headline captured my attention. Former African slave criticizes Black Lives Matter. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. All right. We're going to take a break, celebrate some anniversaries, and then we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.